as Molly Ron, who works here, points out, it's a way you can make a little be worth a lot.
Right.
You determine the amount that you contribute every month. Mm-hmm. And you and I have talked. We both do this.
We do. You know, because sometimes it's a lot to give maybe $120 at one time.
Exactly. But if you spread that out over $10 a month, per month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we, many, many people are doing that, becoming sustaining members of KUAF, and we do appreciate it. If you want to do that, that's great. We can tell you how at 800-522-5823. You can find out how at supportkuaf.com, but that's not how you have to do it. There is no way you have to become a member.
Right. There are many ways. Just, you can send us a check. We can charge your credit card right now.
Right.
What other? Payroll deduction.
Right. Right. And yeah, any way. And the great thing is, we tell you, pay what you want, which is something that Three Penny Acre has done. Three Penny Acre, of course, a trio that based in Fayetteville. Their brand new album, Rag & Bone, is going to be released soon with a CD release party at George's Majestic Lounge.
April 14th? 13th? Next weekend.
Yes. I don't have the calendar in front of me. We're going to hear much more from them about this brand new CD on tomorrow's daily edition of Ozarks at Large. But I talked to them about something I'd seen them do at least once before when I saw them at a performance in Harrison at the Lyric Theater. At the intermission and afterwards, they had their merchandise on the table, and the CD was there, the previous CD, Highway 71, and it just said, pay what you want. No price tag, which is very much like the public radio model. Did this make a connection to you? Do you like this? Do you value this? We let you decide what to pay. And I asked Three Penny Acre when they were here, they were in the Firm and Garner Performance Studio. I asked them, does that work? And I asked it specifically of Bernice Hembry, one of the members of Three Penny Acre.
It does work. And we tested it. We were very skeptical when we first tested this, but it actually really, it worked for us. And not every night, it doesn't always work, but we feel like it does balance itself out and, you know, eventually we make the same as we do if we put $15 on the CD. Yeah. You know, because you have someone who comes up and says, oh my gosh, I so enjoyed the show, and here's $25, and I just want one CD.
Yeah.
You know, people come up and they throw $20 in, and they only take one CD. Yeah. But then you have someone come up and they say, hey, I only have $5, but I would love to have your music. And then we give them both CDs. And so it all works out in the end, and we feel good about it.
It's also a function of having more CDs and of vinyl and stuff on the merch table. Mm-hmm. Because people walk up and you get the worst question that you can be asked. Which one's the best?
Right.
And, you know, that's like saying, which child do you mm-hmm. love the best? It just doesn't really, it's impossible to answer that. And so the idea of pay what you like has also been nice, especially if we go someplace new and we do have multiple items. You know, people are like, oh, I'd really like to take it all. And, well, they can, you know, and they can figure that out, and it ends up working out in the wash. We were introduced to that at a show in Houston mm-hmm. by this band Red Molly, this female trio. So it was like trio night at the Do-Si-Do in Houston. And so before they came over, and they're like, we really have to talk. We do this thing, and we really need you to participate. And they're like, well, we pay what you like for CDs. We're like, really? and they had a computer program with an Excel spreadsheet and all this stuff, and they talked me through it, and I said, okay, we'll try it. And we sold more merch that night than we ever had before at a show in Houston. And so,
really, it's a scheme for making people feel guilty.
Again, you're in line with the public radio model. Yeah.
Feel guilty enough to let you keep that $5 and change.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the way Baird looks at it. The way I look at it is like the public radio model in a sense of what you do have to remind people that, hey, this is how we get paid. And, you know, so it's important to do that, but it's also nice to do that without saying you're required to pay this much. The idea is, you know, thank you for participating in this, or with us in this event, and we'd love for you to take some of our music home, but we know that it's not necessarily going to be the same price for everyone. And in the end, yeah, you're right. If someone's really excited about it, we want to make sure that they take the music away. We did the same thing with the single Rag & Bone from this album. There's this really great website now called Noise Trade, where you can put out, you know, free music. But it's structured in a way that it's not just like, here, let me give it away to you completely. What it allows a person to do is to give you, you know, their contact information in exchange for the music. They can also tip you. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of that same idea. There's a tip bucket there, and if they want to, they can throw in money. So we use that, and it, I feel like it was a success.
Rag and Bone, just trying to make this place a home. Reflections of abandoned life.
That's an excerpt from the title song from Rag & Bone, the brand new Three Penny Acre CD. Again, more conversation about the CD specifically with them tomorrow at noon on the Daily Ozarks at Large.
Right.